Conference Committee, House Bill 2244, July 20th, 1993, 3:30 p.m., Hearing Room 137.
If it's an accident, this whole thing doesn't apply because it only applies when he's in violation of these statutes.
Okay, we will convene the Conference Committee on House Bill 2244B. For the record, the conferees are Senator Springer, Senator Rasmussen, and Senator Gordon Smith, who is not here at this moment, Representative Bill Markham, Representative Sam Dominey, and myself, Liz Van Leeuwen. Catherine, do you want to explain what we're doing?
Okay. Madam Chair and committee members, House Bill.
Catherine Fitch, committee staff.
House Bill 2244 would allow the Department of Forestry to utilize a uniform citation provision for citing infractions, or what would become infractions, of forest protection statutes. My understanding that the House does concur in the amendments proposed by the Senate. This conference committee was called because there's an opportunity to yet improve on the bill in an entirely new area, and that is, you have received, at least by messenger, the B3 amendments handed engrossed in your folders. There is a copy of a B4 amendment. The opportunity you have today is to take one of those amendments, the B3 or the B4. They address Section 8 of the bill, lines 36 through 38. And I believe that the B3 amendments were the suggestion of Representative Van Leeuwen, who may speak to those, and then, Senator Johnson proposed the B4 amendments.
And the, in my opinion, the B4 amendments are just a clarification of the B3 amendments. And prior to us coming into this discussion, Senator Rasmussen and Senator Rod Johnson, who was the maker of the B4s, have been discussing whether we need the word directly in that amendment or not.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Senator Springer?
I got a question here. Is this the right time to raise it?
As good as any, I guess.
I just want to back up a minute and look at the engrossed version of the bill that originally passed the House. And I don't know what the vote was on that. Does anybody recall?
I have it in my folder somewhere.
I assume it was Natural Resources Committee that
yes,
sent it out.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking for the vote from the floor or the vote from the committee?
Floor vote.
I don't have that. I'm sorry. I do have the committee vote, which was unanimous.
Okay.
Fred Robinson, who's in the room, may know what the floor vote was.
And the reason I ask is that the engrossed bill has the language, and apparently
we are very much aware of that.
What's changed now?
What?
The original language is directly threatens human life or cause property. That was the original House passed bill.
Right.
So what's changed now as far as the House members?
Threatens versus cause.
Well, apparently the engrossed version was good enough the first time. Maybe the House members can tell me what's changed their opinion. If it had overwhelming support when it originally passed the House.
At this point, I cannot remember who brought it to me, that it would actually probably
you're backing off your
make
own language.
It better enforceable. I'm sorry, Senator Springer, that I didn't come over and talk to you personally on this. I've been slightly busy. But the only reason for asking to do this was this looked like it improved the bill, made it more possible to enforce by the department, and that's why we are asking to do this. We don't have to do it, but I would hope you would agree with us on that.
Well, I'm just asking.
It might be slightly irregular, but lots of irregular things happen around here.
Care if it's irregular or not. I'm just asking what the explanation is why the House has changed its position from the bill it originally passed out.
Madam Chair, you want me to?
Senator Johnson.
I can give the history on this. This sentence, paragraph 3, passed out of the House, passed out of the Senate, or passed out of the Senate committee, and then passed out of the Senate. no one noticed what I believe is a fatal flaw in the sentence that makes it incapable of being enforced as a criminal provision. First off, the word violations isn't described. We don't know what violations of what could give rise to this year in jail. Secondly, threatening human life seems so ambiguous or so lack of, I know there's crimes for things like harassment and intimidation and things like that, but threatening human life in this context, we're just talking about a fire or something like that, it gets pretty obscure. And so to make it more clear what we're talking about, so that criminal laws can be applied in the egregious cases where, which I think was the intent, and according to the people I've talked with, it was the intent that we limit this extra penalty, which is what the sentence does, is make a Class A misdemeanor out of these special penalties that cause human injury or property damage, $10,000, and also make clear which violations we're talking about. And so that's what the Dash 4s do. It's just simply, as far as the history of it is concerned, I pointed that out and voted no on the bill on the Senate floor, and some of the representatives recognized that and recognized the need to correct this mistake before the bill gets out into law. And so that's what this conference committee is about, is just to clarify this so that the original intent of the bill can be functional. That's all this does. It's not trying to change anything, essentially, other than just make functional the intent.
Before you came in, we were talking with the department. Fred, or is the other gentleman with you from the department? Whichever one of you. Fred, if you want to speak to it for a minute, he is in agreement with this. The only question we had here, and Senator Rasmussen, are you still thinking of removing directly?
Well, Madam Chair, I'm kind of pondering now that I've looked back at the A. Engrossed version, the fact that we've gone from directly threatening human life to causing injury, and that's actually a change, and I'd like to hear that addressed by both of our witnesses, Senator Johnson as well as department. I agree completely with Senator Johnson that the language of any of the statutes listed in subsection 1 of this section has got to be added. I don't think that's probably controversial. I think the issue, though, is changing from that directly threaten human life to language which either says directly cause or simply cause human injury.
Madam Chair, it occurred to me, since we talked about the word directly, that the word directly was in there before when it was talking about threatening, and that's probably why LC just left it in there, as opposed to just saying cause injury. They probably just left the word directly in there because it's in there already. They took out the word threaten and instead just put directly cause. So I don't have a problem with taking out directly. I think there's either causation or there isn't. But I do think that it is maybe impossible, if not impractical, for a judge and jury to be able to decide what constitutes a threat to human life. You know, if you've got a house on one side of a hill and there's a fire on the other side, in theory, the fire on one side could burn over the hill and you know, kill somebody on the other side of the hill. Is that enough of a threat or not? And where do you draw the line? On the other hand, if there's actually actual injury that occurs, that's provable. I mean, either it did or it didn't. Either you know, got burned or hurt or whatever.
Okay, and Mr. Robinson, the two of them were not in here when we've been discussing this. Where are you on the bill? I think this bill was at your request.
Yes, Chair Van Leeuwen, members of the committee, I'm Fred Robinson with the State Forestry Department. Of course, the whole intent here is to provide an opportunity for district attorneys in those what we think are very rare cases where a serious injury or serious property damage occurs to pursue it as a misdemeanor. We view either change as an improvement, although I think it's somewhat of a narrowing of the window, but it's still acceptable to us.
With the main point of the whole bill being changing to a lesser violation for some of these things, so it doesn't have to go through the DA and through the court system, so it's like...
Yes.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative Dominey?
Well, Fred's up here. Could you, if you had your choices of leaving the bill the way it we passed it before and the definitions that we went through and understood, you had the difference between that and this amendment, which you're saying you would rather have the amendment. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Madam Chair, Representative Dominey, we would favor the amendment. We would consider it an improvement on the bill.
So, Madam Chair, just to follow up, could you be kind of specific as to what kind of cases you think that this would help you with, or which kinds it would not help you or hurt you with?
The majority of cases out of this whole list of statutes, the majority of infractions or violations that we deal with are for burning barrel. Burning permits, either people burning and not obtaining a permit or not following the provisions of the permit. Probably half of the citations or infractions that we issue deal with that now. In the event a person was burning without a permit, the fire got away, burned his neighbor's house, or caused, in the case of the amendment, caused direct human injury, then the district attorney could choose to pursue Class A misdemeanor penalties for that situation.
But, Madam Chair?
Yes.
But this would limit it to only human, human injury. If my livestock was killed because of it, before it might be covered and now it isn't, is that what happens?
That would come under property damage.
Okay. And I'm trying to figure out what got narrowed out by making the amendment. What sort of case might lose?
Chair Van Loon, Representative Dominey.
Cases they can't prove.
Before, to say it directly threatened human life. I suppose we conceivably could have made the case that if the fire was running up the house towards running up the hill towards your house, even though it never got there, that it would have threatened human life or threatened your property worth more than $10,000. Now, it would have to actually cause human injury.
Which amendments?
It would have actually had to burn you or cause some kind of injury that would have required medical treatment.
And it'd have to be a direct injury, an injury such as one if you, when it was coming to your house, you took off running and you tripped, that could be considered to not be a direct injury. Is that what your statement is?
Right.
Okay, let me pose a hypothetical, if I may. That be okay?
Yes, Senator.
Okay, Fred, let's say there's a fire that's caused intentionally or in violation of one of the provisions here under 993, and an emergency team is responding to the fire, and there's an automobile accident. A truck goes off the road and somebody's killed or seriously injured. Does that directly cause that person's death punishable under this section? They're injured responding to the scene of a fire to protect property or human life?
Chair Van Loon, Senator Springer, I would say no, but I would add that Melinda Bruce, our representative from the Attorney General's office, is here, and the first thing I would do in that situation is consult her, and that might be appropriate at this point.
Yes, well, if you want to come forward and answer, and if they scoot over a little bit, there's room for you.
I'll try to. Representative Van Loon, members of the committee, I'm Melinda Bruce from the Attorney General's office. I'm general counsel to the Department of Forestry. In my view, what this change does is move it away from a mere threat of injury to an actual injury. For example, a person who is running from a fire because they're afraid, or leaving their home because they're afraid they're going to suffer burns or smoke inhalation, that situation would not be covered. It would only be if you had actually suffered burns or smoke inhalation that the situation would be covered. Senator Springer, for the hypothetical that you posed, I think under the amendments, the increased penalty could apply to that situation because there was a direct injury as caused by the fire, assuming you could prove proximate cause in that situation. So you've got a proximate cause problem. You don't have a direct injury problem.
Thank you.
Chair? I'd like to see what will happen. I'll move the amendments to House Bill 2244B4, dated 7/20.
Okay, Representative Markham has moved the dash 4 amendment, which you have in a hand engrossed version before you on House Bill 2244. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, that's unamended, simply the B4 version. That's the motion.
Yes, sir.
I didn't completely understand you, but
that's the B4 amendment. Yep. Okay. Then my discussion, if I may, Madam Chair, is I'll be a no vote, because I think there are a couple of things we can do to clean this up.
And do you have those suggestions
in
the minute?
Yes, I do.
I'll move to amend the motion then.
That we amend the motion so that subsection 3 reads, notwithstanding subsection 1 of this section, violations of any of the statutes listed in subsection 1 of this section, which proximately cause...
Which what?
Proximately. Cause human injury, comma, human loss of life, comma, or property damage of $10,000 or more, comma, may be punishable as a Class A misdemeanor.
Fine with me.
Okay, you have
friendly
heard,
amendment.
I'm
not, easy.
Senator Rasmussen has proposed an amendment to the amendment. It has been accepted by Representative Markham, the maker of the first motion, to substitute approximately for directly. And then you did have one other change, loss of human life, you said, right?
Human injury, human loss of life.
Human.
Or property damage. Madam Chair, I would also suggest that where it says subsection 1 of this section, violations of any of, not that statutes, but the statutes.
The LC version is the, I was in a hurry and put that in there. I don't know why.
Okay.
I apologize.
Oh.
Okay, so we'll call that a technical correction. Any of the...
Madam Chair, I just want to make it clear what
thank you for
Senator Rasmussen's motion was. The only thing you did, if I'm correct, Senator Rasmussen, is change the word directly into approximately. Could you read it again?
Approximately.
Yeah. Approximately.
Approximately, I mean.
Beginning on line 37, section which proximately cause human injury, loss of human life, comma, I'm adding a comma, or property damage of $10,000 or more. And I'm adding a comma there, too, to make sure those three things clearly sit separate. So I've done four things. Changed directly to proximately, added the word human before life, and added two commas.
Chair?
Yes.
How does the AG like that?
It.
AG.
Yeah. assuming that you want to change from a threat to an actual injury, I think that's an advisable amendment to make.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other discussions?
Only, Madam Chair, if I may.
Yes.
To say that I think it ought to be a question that's raisable by a district attorney about causation if somebody's running away from a fire and isn't injured by the fire because they ran away from the fire, but they tripped and fell and got hurt. That's human injury, and I think that ought to be the kind of thing a DA can look at and think, yeah, that falls here. I'm going to pursue it.
And I think your language does that. Okay, if there is no other discussion, we'll call the roll.
Aye.
Votes aye.
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 Thank you.
As amended, House Bill 2244 stands, I guess.
First name, so.
What am I supposed to say? I'm not used to doing conference committees.
You move to
recede and reamend and repass.
Recede, amend, and
recede. What
no,
does that
you
mean?
You needn't recede. You accept the Senate amendments.
Okay. We accept the Senate amendments to House Bill 2244 and
move that it be sent to both chambers and passed as amended.
Send it to both chambers to be hopefully repassed as amended.
Right.
And with that, the conference committee is.
You need a vote on that motion?
If that may be incorporated into the record as the effect of the motion, it's fine.
And staff will have the conference committee sheet around to you for signing. They did not have it with them today.
Lack of confidence in our ability to work this out.
Thank you.